Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering then 'tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
Morning, friends. It is surely good to know that we have many listeners out there who hear the broadcast over KGGF. It would be difficult for me to acknowledge on the air everyone from whom we've heard, but I would like to say a very special good morning to Mrs. Lorena O'Dyer in Sedan, Kansas. We hope you're listening. Also, Mrs. Burl Pence in Coffeyville, Kansas, as well as many, many others who have written to us from time to time. Then, we send our special greetings of love to the Southland and those who listen over KCKW from Gina, Louisiana. Then, there's WFPR in Hammond, Louisiana, to which many of our dear friends listen. May God bless every one of you, wherever you may be. There's one thing about having a large audience. I can count on someone catching up with me if I make a mistake. Take, for instance, this letter. I quote, "I was rereading a mission trail one day. As I had my Bible handy for some reason, I decided to check that scripture. I found error in the number of the chapter and verse, but the verse was right. I think it was the first scripture given in that paper, and I believe it was Mission Trail dated October 2nd, 1970. I don't usually check those scriptures. That might be the only error made in one, so I don't know why I just happened to check it. But as I did, I thought maybe I should mention it." End of quote. Now, that letter comes from Geneva Pietro, Early Mark, California. Thank you, Geneva, for calling my attention to this error. We endeavor to be accurate, but some way a wrong number of a chapter or verse seems to slip by us at times. But now that you've mentioned it, let me just give you this scripture again, which says, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." That verse is found in Matthew 24:12. It is not chapter 14, as previously mentioned. But that is a good verse. I surely believe it is true today. There is a lot of iniquity abounding, and because of it, many folks are falling away from the truth. Their love is growing cold. Let us be one of those who will endure unto the end. Now listen to this. "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing." 1 Corinthians 13:1-3. I would say that it is certainly necessary to have faith. In fact, without it, we cannot even be saved. We must believe that God is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. It is also a wonderful blessing to have knowledge. Hosea 4:6 brings this out. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children." A wonderful thing it must be indeed to have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries. It is also a convincing thing to hear a speaker who is a natural orator, who can just move one to tears, it seems, even at will. But did you know there is something greater than every one of these things? Charity, or the divine love of God, is greater than all. Now, further on down in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, we're told some of the things that charity will do. Charity suffers a long time and is kind. Charity envieth not, is not puffed up. Another thing about it, it doesn't seek her own welfare only. It will think of others. Then it is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, and doesn't rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. I like the way the 7th verse says it. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Then we're told that charity never faileth. The 13th verse says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. However, it is one thing to say that we have charity or the love of God within our hearts, and it is quite another thing to really have it there. Jesus said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. That is easy to understand, isn't it? If you love somebody, you just naturally want to please them. So Jesus said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. There is no need for us to say we love the Lord unless we're willing to obey Him. Do you remember that little poem which was in the school books of the years gone by? Listen. Which loved best? I love you, mother, said little Ben. Then forgetting his work, his cap went on, and he was off to the garden swing, and left her the water and wood to break. I love you, mother, said Rosinell. I love you better than tongue can tell. Then she teased and pouted full half the day, till her mother rejoiced when she went to play. I love you, mother, said little Fan. Today I'll help you all I can. How glad I am that school doesn't keep. So she rocked the babe till it fell asleep. Then, stepping softly, she fetched the broom and swept the floor and tidied the room. Busy and happy all day was she, helpful and happy as child could be. I love you, mother, again they said, three little children going to bed. How do you think that mother guessed which of them really loved her best? Friends, how easy it is to give a smile instead of a frown, and to lend a helping hand to some deserving one who has experienced a misfortune. Let us not love in word only, but let us love in deed and in truth. Now, I hope you get the lesson from this poem. Little Ben said he loved his mother, but he forgot his work, put on his cap, and was off to the garden swing. So it was his mother who had to get the water and the wood. I guess that must go back quite a few years, doesn't it, friends? There are many folks who don't have to worry about bringing in the wood to heat the house or draw the water from the well these days. Of course, it might be better in some respects if folks didn't enjoy so many conveniences. Then there was Rosinell. She said that she loved better than tongue can tell. But what did she do? She teased and pouted full half the day till her mother rejoiced when she went to play. I suppose her mother was glad when she was out of sight for all the help she was. But the third child, little Fan, said, today I'll help you all I can. So she got busy and rocked the baby to sleep, got the broom, swept the floor, and tidied up the room. She was just busy all day. Well, when night came and each of the children said, I love you, mother, you may know that it wasn't hard for the mother to tell which one really loved her most. Let us not forget that theme which I love so well. We might say it is the underlying current that motivates the mission trail. Lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they're white already to harvest. John 4:35. Let us pray. Our Father, our hearts are burdened for the great need of thy work. We're concerned about those who are yet lingering in the shadows of sin. Homes are broken. Hearts are saddened because there are many who have not come to a personal knowledge of the saving grace of our Lord. Help us in some way to be an instrument in thy hands in spreading the truth of thy word to the ends of the world. And thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's a very special announcement To all of you who listen over radio station KGGF from Coffeyville, Kansas, today, February 14th, we would like to extend a hearty welcome to you to attend the opening services in the brand new meeting house with the Saints at Nowata, Oklahoma. Sunday school this morning at 9:45. General services at 11 o'clock, after which there will be a basket lunch, which of course is free and without cost. Then in the afternoon at 2 p.m., a very special service of gospel singing. Do you love gospel singing? Then be sure to be there. Now that is at the Church of God Chapel in Nowata, Oklahoma, which is located at 201 South Cedar. It is on the corner of Cedar and Fairview Streets, and it is just two blocks west of the Bliss Cafe off Highway 169. If you really love the truth, I believe you will enjoy yourself with the saints. Brother Clarence Fry is the pastor. And so we come to the close of another broadcast of the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We're so glad for the new listeners. And we appreciate so much the faithful ones who have stood by us through the years as we endeavored to bring the word. If we may be a help to you, be sure to let us know. Here is a song, All the Way. The singers are Lynn Carver, Arnett Carver, Troy Gentry, and Edgar Martins.
Within my heart were condemnation, vain pride and hopes of worldly fame. But still remained a place so vacant, unfit.